Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In most places, by and large, people live among diverse cultures. Most of them feel happy to mix with, live next door, share food, converse with people from different walks of life and different lifestyles. But that is not true of all cultures. There are some where it is simply not permitted to associate with others. I remember when I was at school in India, my friend, who I believe came from an upper class background, invited my other friend and I for lunch. When we were about to have lunch, she placed two mats on the floor. The friend who invited us and her parents sat at the dining table, whereas my other friend and I were asked to sit on the floor, and we ate our lunch there. I felt very discouraged and humiliated. My culture is born into a class system which determines our position and traits for life. By this system, the position of the poor and the weak is rendered irreversible. In the majority of cases, the poor remains servants for life. It is that distinguishing culture between the upper class and lower class variations which determines how people associate with one another. In some places, even the surnames or where they live immediately identifies a person as belonging to a particular group. We find a similar sort of division at the beginning of our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter has just arrived from Jerusalem after a trip to the north, and the Jewish Christians criticize him and ask, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Going back to the Old Testament, where God prophesied his purpose to Abraham, saying, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed," God gave a sign of the covenant he had made with Abraham, which was circumcision for himself and all the men in his household. When Abraham's descendants became a nation, they were given laws to set them apart from other nations, particularly the strict rules regarding what they could eat and what they could not eat. Therefore, the descendants of Abraham were known as Jews, separated from everyone else who were called Gentiles. A Gentile was anyone who was not a Jew, and the Jewish believers were sometimes referred to as circumcised believers. Jews would not associate in any way with the Gentiles for the fear of contracting ceremonial defilement. Most Jewish believers thought that God offered salvation only to the Jews because God had given his law to them. And some thought if a Gentile followed all Jewish laws and traditions and became a Jew before becoming a Christian, then they could be saved. Well, both are mistaken. God chose the Jews and taught them laws so they could bring the message of salvation to all people. God says in Isaiah 49:6, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Jesus gave the Great Commission to his disciples before ascending to heaven, to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And with the same authority, Jesus still commands us to share the good news and make all people disciples for the kingdom of God. After his ascension, even the disciples thought that the good news of Jesus was to be shared only among the Jews in order to receive salvation. The thought of preaching the gospel to the pagan Gentiles and those Gentiles receiving the salvation without first becoming a Christian without first becoming religious Jews was just unthinkable. But that unthinkable had now all been changed by Christ's message to Peter. Peter was initially hesitant to go to Cornelius' house, but God had used a vision to open Peter's heart to invite the outsiders who Jesus wanted to save. God gave the Gentiles the same gift that he gave to the Jews. All of them are made clean by God. That means the barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles that once existed had been torn down. There was no longer a defining characteristic. In fact, we are all Christian people made clean by God. It is true for every Christian. There is no longer upper or lower class, no looking down on anyone, no Jew or Gentile, no circumcised or uncircumcised. We are all one in God's family. I read an article about the RMS Titanic that sank after hitting an iceberg in 1912. Of the 2,224 people on board, only 706 survived. What is particularly tragic is the way that the casualties were distributed. The proportion of first-class passengers saved was more than double that of third-class passengers. It is thought that there was a number of reasons for this, one of which may be a reluctance of first-class passengers to share the small lifeboats with those traveling in lower classes. As Christians, we are in a fortunate position of having been rescued in the saving work of Jesus on the cross. We have been made clean by God. Let us not look down on others who find themselves in our lifeboat. We are part of a worldwide church that has lasted for 2,000 years and will last until Jesus returns in glory. When our vicar Peter took me around the church in my first visit to St. John's, I was delighted to see this statement in the narthex. St. John's welcomes everyone to all services and events, regardless of age, gender, race, or background. We are a church made up of God's people, diverse in language and culture. I am pleased that we reflect some of that diversity through the ecumenical movement with our partner churches around Toorak. We should recognize our fellowship with other churches who believe they are also made clean by God. We must reflect on the things we have in common and not the differences in background. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." If Gentiles had to adopt Jewish customs and ceremonies in order to be saved, then the gospel would not have reached the Gentile world as it does today. Luke mentions this story twice in this book, inspired by the Holy Spirit to show that salvation is not a matter of adopting Jewish rituals, but rather receiving salvation from God is through faith in Christ. As much as we accept that God has made us clean, we must also believe that anyone can be made clean by God. Cornelius was a Roman soldier, a successful centurion in the army. He was a Gentile Christian convert. Peter was a Jewish fisherman. But God's plan included both of them. Peter was not given an opportunity to assess Cornelius. Instead, he was forced to go and to learn that anyone can be made clean by God. In Cornelius's house, a new chapter in Christian history was written as a Jewish Christian leader and a Gentile Christian convert. Each discovered something significant about God at work in the other person. In chapter 10, Peter says to Cornelius, I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. We cannot predict which people will become Christians because God does not show favoritism. And so we must not write off anyone as being a waste of time. Our role is to pray for those whom we know and take opportunities to share the good news of Christ with them. Our gospel reading sums it all up with Jesus' commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Love others is not a new commandment, but to love others as Christ did is revolutionary. Jesus demonstrated on the cross the extremes to which his love takes him for us. Love is a distinguishing mark of Christ's followers. So often we draw a line around whom to love and who to cast as less loving in our lives. It is interesting that Jesus here reminds his disciples that they will be known to others by their acts of loving. I hope that we do pray for those that we know, in particular, that we will pray for those who do not yet know Christ, that they may know Christ and be saved. But I would also like us to think about the people whom we have come into contact with and ask ourselves whether there is anyone whom we have given up praying for. Take any opportunity that arises, because God does not show favoritism. Anyone can be made clean by God and be loved by God. Amen.